And this is Christian Michelson. Welcome to today's Happy New Year call, which is on coaching fees. And it really was, this call wasn't really supposed to be about coaching fees originally. It was about something else, which I'll explain in just a second. And it sort of morphed into something else, into this coaching fees topic. I just kind of am wrapping, you know, just sort of giving a positive outcome towards what we're talking about today, because I didn't want today's call to end up being sort of a downer. But here's the gist of it. So first of all, this is Christian Michelson, and so if you're here for whatever reason you're here, you're very welcome to be here. I'm very happy to have you. We have a lot of people on the line, so I'm going to mostly have to keep the line muted because, it's kind of unruly. And personally, I don't like having big calls like this because it just gets, I like to be able to have conversations back and forth. So maybe that's my new, that'll be my new thing for 2009 is only having smaller intimate calls or something. I don't know. But anyway, here we are. We're kicking it off with a bang. 2009. This call is really about you and kind of being good enough. Good enough to charge whatever you want to charge, good enough to feel valuable, good enough to launch new products and programs and feel confident about them. I got the idea to lead this call because last week, over the last couple of weeks, I've been working on this new project, and it was pushing some buttons for me last week about being good enough and, you know, who am I to, you know, am I really that great to be able to offer, you know, do this sort of program and thing, this thing that I've got that I'm working on. And, you know, I worked with it. I worked on it, and I got to the other side of it, and I feel really good again. And this is something, actually, that I worked on with myself, like, you know, nonstop for the first 3 or 4 years as a coach, personally. And then I got pretty clean and clear on it, and then, you know, something, like a certain aspect of that particular topic was triggered for me last week. And then my fiance, she started having some issues about being good enough and all this stuff earlier this week. And she's got a new job as the head of HR for a certain for a Target store. And so she's new in that role and feeling a little over her, in over her head a little bit, and a lot, actually, I guess, earlier this week. So so I was like, wow, you know, here she's kind of going through the same thing. And then I was working with a couple of clients this week, a couple of days ago, and they both had these sorts of things going on too. And I don't know if it's, you know, I'm attracting this issue around me, or if it's something that's sort of happening in the world, you know, something. My fiance is really into astrology, so she's like, yeah, you know, I didn't talk to her about this, but she would probably say, you know, something's hitting everybody. There's some planetary thing going on. You know, I'm not really into that that stuff very much, so I don't know what it is, but definitely seems to be something going on here. And also, you know, look what's happening in the economy. You know, I think what's happening is people are really questioning value, questioning worth. I don't think it's a bad thing. I'm not worried about, I'm feeling very good about the economy. I'm feeling, I think we have a booming, thriving economy that, is contracting a little bit, compared to the last couple of years and, or whatnot. But, you know, we're all going to be okay, except for the few that aren't, and, or even the many that aren't. But, even them will, you know, we'll all be okay. This too shall pass, and, you know, ultimately everything is for good. It either brings us what we want or it brings us what we need so that we can grow to become the kind of person that can get what they want. So I think all for good, and you know, this economy is not a bad thing. It's a good thing. It's going to bring a lot of, you know, everything has its positives and, you know, upsides and downsides. So I think there's going to be a lot of great things happening here. But one of the things is reevaluating. So we're really looking at our values, our own value, what are we worth, what do we bring to the table. So I think it's sort of happening on a mass consciousness level. And at least in this my little microcosm, it definitely seems to be going on. And if you can relate to that, then you're in the right place in terms of if you'd like to get over that for yourself in terms of questioning your worth and your value and stuff like that. It's always good to question that and, you know, to evaluate it without necessarily feeling the stuff come up about it. So this session is called Charging With What You're Worth and Getting It. I also named it something else. Named it coaching fees, setting them, raising them, and getting them. You know, ultimately, if you want to raise your fees and get really high coaching fees and enroll a lot of coaching clients, there's a process for doing that, which is called free session, which I've created called Free Sessions That Sell. And, of course, I recommend that everyone get that. But that's not what we're really going to be talking about on this call. This call is going to be more about you, the inside of you, and kind of digging deep and working on that inner stuff, the inner game of being able to charge what you're worth and get it. So if you want to learn the process for enrolling clients so that people will pay you a lot, then you should get Free Sessions That Sell. And today is the last day to get it at the old prices, actually 4 p.m. Pacific time, which is about just under 2 hours from now, is when the switch flips over and the pricing goes up to $947 for the regular and $997 for the premium. So if you haven't gotten that yet, I recommend doing so. But so today, yeah, we're going to talk about your inner stuff. And really talking about worth and value and you know, what is anything worth really? You know, why do people hire coaches? You know, what makes coaching so valuable to people that they're willing to pay hundreds of dollars a month, thousands of dollars a month, and maybe even more to get that kind of support? Why are people willing to do that? And some of you might be thinking, well, are people really willing to do that? You know, I haven't had that experience yet. And so for those of you who are wondering that, the answer is yes. People are willing to pay hundreds of dollars a month, thousands of dollars a month, and maybe even much, much more than that for coaching. So I'm going to answer those questions first, which is what, you know, why do people hire a coach and why are they willing to pay those fees? And first, I'm going to get myself a glass of water. Okay, thank you for your patience there. I just realized I've been talking a lot for the last hour or so. Ah, that's better. Okay. So why do people hire a coach? Well, people hire coaches not for personal growth, although there may be a few people that will hire a coach for that reason. The real reasons that people hire a coach are because they want to achieve a result. They have something that they want that they don't have right now. But that in and of itself is not enough for them to go out and hire a coach. That's just enough for them to think, that would be really cool for me to have that. It would be great if I could get a date or a girlfriend or, you know, a husband or more money for my business, or if I could start a business or get a career that I really loved, or, get back in great shape, you know. So having the desire for a result, that in and of itself is not enough to get people to hire a coach. Truth is that we all have desires for all kinds of results, and not just us as coaches, but, you know, everyone does. So So some other things need to be there in order for people to want to hire a coach. They have to be unhappy with where they are. So it's got to be uncomfortable for them to be able to, for them to stay where they're at. So for them to stay single, to stay overweight, to stay broke, to stay unhappy at work, or to stay, you know, to having their kids disrespecting them and acting out, or whatever it is that that you may be coaching people on. It's got to be uncomfortable to stay where they're at. So not everybody is at that level of discomfort. Some people, it's like, oh yeah, well, I'd like to, you know, I'd really like to be in a relationship, but you know, it's just, there's not that pain or urgency behind it. So those people probably aren't going to hire a coach. Now, they might read a book about it. You know, they might go to a workshop. But I'll tell you, if people are getting to the point where they're reading a book or going to a workshop, they're getting close. They're kind of getting, you know, they're already getting off their butt and doing something about it. But then there needs to be something else present in order to really drive them, and that is that they need to try to make it happen on their own and fail or be unsuccessful, or that it just is happening too slow. It's not happening fast enough. So those three things are really critical. They've got to have something that they want. They've got to have something be not, like, staying where they are has to be unacceptable. And they have to have tried to make it happen on their own already and not had the success that they would like to have. They have to have not gotten there on their own, because ultimately, sometimes people are going to be like, oh, okay, I want to get into a relationship. They'll go to the store, they'll read a book. Not that the book necessarily, you know, that any book out there is necessarily so powerful that it might do that, although perhaps there are. But, you know, they're just like, oh, okay, they get out there and then they go do it. And they get themselves, you know, a girlfriend or a boyfriend or a husband or whatever it is. And then, you know, they didn't need a coach, and end of story. So people hire a coach because they have something they want, they're not happy with where they are, they've tried to make the change on their own, but they aren't able to. And now you've got people who are primed and ready for coaching. And the truth is there are millions of human beings, probably tens of millions of human beings, and possibly, and maybe even probably, hundreds of millions of human beings that are facing that right now and would hire a coach to help them turn it around. Right now, today, you could have a whole lot more clients. And probably right now, more than any other time in the year, people are like, oh, I want to make changes, and they're setting New Year's resolutions, and that, you know, so I went for a jog today, and I probably wasn't the only one, you know. So today is the day of change for a lot of people. And, you know, there's right now, all of us on this call, we all could have more clients than we would know what to do with, because there's that many people out there. There's that much demand for change. It's practically limitless. The number of people who want coaching, and I don't think that they want coaching, they just want help. They want the result. I think the number of people who are in that situation outnumber the people who are coaches that could be helping them, you know, at least 100 to 1, maybe 1,000 to 1. So there is plenty of business out there for us. We just have to be able to market in such a way that we're able to connect with, reach out to all those people and connect with them. And then, of course, once we've connected with some of those folks, you know, we need to be able to have a way of talking to them so that they see that hiring us is a no-brainer and that it's well worth whatever they might have to pay to hire you. So that's why people hire a coach. They hire a coach because they want to make change. They're unhappy with where they're at, and they can't get there on their own, or not as quickly as they would like to. So why then is coaching so valuable? Well, coaching is so valuable because when faced with two options, unhappiness forever or the promise of happiness and whatever other result it is that they're looking for that they think will bring them happiness, what is that worth? And if you've been single for the last 4 years and you really want to be in a relationship and you're starting to wonder if there's really anything that you can do to get this thing to work, and you're kind of facing the prospect of, you know, being single for the rest of your life, you know, being unhappy, dying alone, dining alone, movies alone, Friday nights alone, being a third wheel all the time when you hang out with your friends, all of that pain, or finding a relationship, you know, resolving your own inner stuff that's keeping you from having a relationship and keeping you from putting yourself, you know, getting out there in whatever way, you know, we'd need to be out there. And, you know, so if the prospect is having it or not having it, now again, these are people who tried on their own but couldn't get there. So what is it worth to finally find love? What is it worth to turn your child's behavior around? If they've been acting out and they've been getting into fights and they talk back and they're disrespectful and you start wondering, like, what path is my child on here? You know, is this a potential criminal that I have on my hands? What kind of financial future and relationship future will my child have if they continue to act out in this way and to behave this way? And what does it mean about me as a parent to raise a child like this and, you know, embarrassed, you know, to take them out and, you know, whatever other pains that come with being the parent of a child who's, you know, of a crazy child or whatever. Like, what is it worth to get that handled once and for all and have a loving, beautiful relationship with your child again? What is that worth? Can you really put a price on that? Well, ultimately, you're going to have to. And that price is whatever your coaching fee will end up being. So those were just some examples. You know, what is it worth for somebody to lose weight that's been struggling with it for years, maybe their whole life, that thinks that maybe there's just no way that they can get this, you know, or, and they know they can't do it on their own because they've tried. Maybe they've even had hired a personal trainer, but personal trainers really don't help people lose weight very much. They help them exercise, which is helpful and healthy, but most personal trainers aren't really super awesome at the weight loss thing, and many of them don't even really address that very minutely. So you know, the prospect of being overweight for the rest of your life, maybe dying early, maybe having a leg amputated from, you know, diabetes and complications and all that stuff. The prospect of you know, just never feeling confident and happy with yourself because of your appearance, you know, or flipping that around and becoming, you know, your ideal energy physique that you've been dreaming of, you know, what is that worth? Are some people willing to pay 10 grand to make that change? Yes, they are. Would some people pay more? Absolutely. Coaching is the most powerful force for change on planet Earth. And you, as a coach, have this thing this skill set, this environment that coaching creates for people, this process, this structure of support that is like no other. Now, you know, being a coach does not mean guaranteed results in most cases. You know, being a coach does not guarantee that someone is going to get the results that they want, per se, although some coaches might guarantee their results, and that's, you know, not necessarily, you know, that could be a good thing to do, could be a bad thing. I wouldn't say it's neither good nor bad whether to do that or not. I generally try to stay away from guaranteeing results. I guarantee people's happiness with their work and that they are going to see that working together is going to help them get where they want to go. You know, but ultimately, results are up to the client, and results take time. And you never know how long things are going to take before people have the breakout that they're looking for. So, how do you set your coaching fees? Well, I don't know. I don't know how to set coaching fees. When I first started off as a coach, I was charging $195 a month. I had three pricing options, which I don't recommend that anyone have different coaching packages. It confuses people. People have no idea how much coaching they need. If I wanted to lose weight, how could I decide whether I needed three sessions a month, two sessions a month, or four sessions a month? If I want to turn my child's behavior around, how do I decide between two sessions a month, three sessions a month, or four sessions a month, plus email support in between or whatever? How do I make that decision? You know, that's just it's ridiculous. I think I recommend picking, you know, having one way of working with people, whether it's, you know, three sessions a month for 45 minutes or a session every week for 30 minutes or whatever it is. I recommend just having, you know, one package and two payment options. And the payment options are they can pay monthly or they can full pay and save money by paying for, you know, the entire 6 months or 12 months of coaching up front. So, but when it comes to setting coaching fees, you know, I started off at $195 a month, but I was a generalist. I wasn't focused on any specific result. That's why it's really important to pick a niche market for yourself, you know, would be a good thing to do. You know, whether it's helping people grow their business, helping people start a business, helping people find the right career, helping people climb the corporate ladder, helping people become better leaders, helping people find love, you know, make money, all those sorts of things, lose weight. Whatever it is that we help them do, when you focus on one thing, that result is worth a lot. Coaching by itself, without a result tied to it, coaching by itself is worth something, but definitely not as much in the eyes of the customer, in the eyes of the client. So how do you first pick your fees when you start off? Well, who knows? You know, pick something, pick anything, whatever you pick. Pick something that feels good to you. I started off at $195 a month for two sessions a month, $295 for three sessions a month, and $395 for three sessions a month. And finally, I got fed up because everybody was picking $195 a month. And finally, I started at $395 a month. And then I was like, and then I have also this $295 a month package. And then I remember a client saying, do you have anything less than that? And I actually, you know, in the past had, and I had decided in that moment, no, I don't, because I just didn't want anybody to go pick, you know, to pick that low price package again. So, and I got hired at the middle rate. Yay, $295 a month. Actually, I think it was $290 a month for some real whacked out reason. You know, at the time, what's funny is now my coaching fee, you know, my next client that'll hire me will probably be higher than this, but, you know, my current clients are paying $29.97 a month, almost basically $3,000 a month, and they hire me for a year at a time. So that's $36,000 a year for coaching. Now, yeah. I remember when $290 a month seemed like a lot. Like, oh my gosh, nobody, who's going to pay this? And, you know, it just seemed like, it seemed like a lot of money to me. And I grew up on food stamps. You know, I was raised by my single mom who was raising four kids. And, you know, I had hand-me-down clothes from my brother, my older brothers who were 8 years older than me. And, you know, so I grew up not very, you know, $300 was like huge money for me back then. So the idea of $290 a month, I was like, I literally jumped up and down when I got hired at $290 a month. I literally had my arms raised in the air and I was jumping up and down for joy. So, you know, I don't know what the right fees are to start at, but, you know, certainly $300 a month for practically any kind of coaching, relationship coaching, weight loss coaching, business coaching, career coaching, to me, that seems like a very good, you know, baseline starter place for a lot of people to start. Now, if you're doing business coaching, you know, you might eke up even from there. Now, I remember one of my clients who went from zero to six figures in 90 days, by the way, I was charging, again, at the time, I felt like a very, very high rate of $700 a month, and he started off his coaching business charging $1,500 a month. And I remember thinking, what are you doing? But, you know, I didn't say that. And I let him, you know, set his fees where he wanted, and he got six clients within his first, six or seven clients maybe even, within his first 90 days. And I don't know what that, you know, adds up to, but if you can average $8,300 a month in coaching, $8,300 something a month, that's, you know, $8,400 a month puts you over the six-figure mark for the year. So so he generated $100,000 worth of business within 90 days by charging a higher fee, by charging $1,500 a month. So, you know, what's the right number? Who knows? You know, but you got to pick something on one hand that you're going to feel really comfortable. If people are paying this, that you'll feel very happy to take the money. And then also not uncomfortable asking for the money. So somewhere in there, and you know, you might not even have a place that's like that. You might have where you feel, and this happens to people, and it's happened to me in the past, where what I was being paid, I didn't like because I didn't feel like it was enough, but what I felt comfortable charging felt like too much and I felt uncomfortable with. And that's like the danger zone. You don't want to be in that zone. Ideally, you'd like to be in a zone where you feel comfortable charging something and you feel comfortable receiving it. And then what you want to do is you want to just keep pushing the envelope and raising your fees as you move along. Now, we'll talk about how to, like, work through some stuff in your head so you can raise your rates immediately. Starting right now, you can raise your rates by the time you get off this call that you could feel comfortable charging more. So we'll do some activities on that in just a moment. But for now, yeah, you know, keep raising your rates as you go along. One of the things that I did a few years ago that I really recommend, and actually I think my client that went from zero to six figures in 90 days, I think he started doing this too. And I've been recommending this for a while now, which is as you are filling up your number of spaces available to work with people, as your time becomes more scarce, start raising your fees. So let's say you plan to take on 20 clients. Well, once you get 8, bump up your rates. Not necessarily to the existing clients. You can keep them where they are. But now you can, you know, if you're at 300 a month, now you can bump it up to 500 a month or 400 a month maybe, let's say. And then And then as you, you know, fill in, and now you've got 15 clients, and you only had room for 20, and, you know, you've got these last five spots, only five spots open, now, you know, charge a premium for those. Maybe bump your rate up to $700 a month or something like that. So that's kind of, you know, one of the ways that I look at it in terms of raising your rates. Just, you know, keep raising them as you're getting more clients. And just keep raising them anyway, even if you're not ever completely full or whatever. Just, you know, keep challenging yourself and raising your rates. I think it's healthy, it's good for you, and ultimately, like I said, you can't really put a price on the result that people are getting. So, you know, coaching's not one of those things necessarily where you can figure out, well, what's the what will the market bear for this particular product? And what would be the most people be willing to pay for, you know, for weight loss coaching, let's say? Well, the thing is that if you get you might have five people who are super hungry and not hungry to lose weight, is what I meant to say. Who are really, you know, have an urgency about losing weight, that might be willing to pay, you know, $10,000-$20,000 to get your help. But if you were trying to, like, figure out, well, what would the market bear for your coaching, well, maybe the majority of people might only be willing to pay $150 a month. But, you know, coaching isn't really a mass market sort of thing. It's not like you're selling, you know, walnuts or, you know, cookies or something. So you got to look at it a little bit differently. You're selling a premium service, and you're selling results. All right, so I'm going to see if I can open the lineup for questions really quick here. I'm guessing I can't. I probably shouldn't even try, but I'm going to anyway. So I'd like your support before I do open it up for any Q&A by muting yourself. If you don't have a question that you want to ask me right now, just quickly dial *6 to mute yourself so we can see if we can keep this line clean for a second. Let's see what this looks like. Okay, so quickly *6 if you don't have a question. And if you do have a question, you might want to, if you muted yourself earlier, *7 unmute you. Okay, who has a question on anything we've talked about so far?
Christian, I have a question.
Yeah.
It's Dennis in Sydney here.
Hey, Dennis.
Just a quick one. When you're taking on your first set of clients, do you sign them on for 12 months or a shorter period?
Well, that's up to you. I recommend a minimum of 6 months. But if you go for 12 months right out of the gate, I say hallelujah, go for it.
Okay, thank you.
Some target markets are more conducive to 12 months of coaching at a time. You know, business coaching, clearly. Man, I've got a huge echo. I don't know if I'm on speakerphone or what. But, you know, if you're doing relationship coaching, it might be a hard sell to be like, oh, yeah, you want to find a girlfriend and you're going to work together for a year. There's sort of a little disconnect there. But I certainly would do 6 months, and anybody who felt like, well, why is it going to take 6 months? You could certainly say, well, we want it to stick. You know, we want your relationship to bloom and blossom. You might find somebody next week, but we want to make sure you don't screw it up, and we want to make sure that it lasts. So I think most anything, 6 months should be a minimum. Does that answer your question, Dennis?
It does. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. Good. Any other questions?
Yes, Chris, Jay Wesley, how are you doing today?
Good, how are you?
And fantastic. Happy New Year to yourself and everyone that's listening. My question is, in signing on new clients, do you recommend a full-term contractual agreement whereby the state or some type of payment system, or should the payment be like payment first and bill service, or service first and bill payment, or
Good. Some good basic questions. Thank you for asking. Let me mute the line again. And let me answer that without all that distraction. Okay, so I don't use contracts anymore. Just really as a verbal agreement. I tell people what they're going to get and what they pay. I always take payment up front. Now, people can pay monthly, but they're still paying first and then getting the coaching instead of billing. And I hear about coaches, like, doing billing. Like, they send an invoice, and that's just, to me, seems ridiculously, just seems like a whole lot of extra work for nothing, for no reason. How I do it is I just get their credit card information. I get them entered into the system. And that's a really good magic phrase that I like to use. In the free sessions that sell program, what I do is, after I take people through the whole process, my enrolling question basically is, or it's not even a question, but once I get somebody to the point where they're ready to hire me, then I'll say, well, let me get you entered into the system, and I'll just take all of their information, you know, first name, last name, phone number, email address, regular address, and then I'll say, what card would you like to use for this? And I usually get that means a credit card. And then they'll say, they'll either ask what I accept, or they'll say, Visa card. And then they'll be like, oh, so you're taking that now, or they might already have their credit card out. Sometimes people are like, oh, they start trying to give me their credit card numbers right out of the gate before I'm even ready to take them. But it's a really smooth way to get people into the buy. It's a really smooth transition through the buying process to just say, let me get you entered into the system. Now, certainly if you have a contract, see, that's the thing is I don't really like to use contracts also because I feel like they already made the purchase. And if you then send them a contract and they have to fill it out and sign it, and then they might feel like, oh, well, if I don't send this back, then it means that maybe I didn't really, I don't have to commit to 6 months of coaching or a year of coaching, and I can sort of, just do it for the month or whatever. I just don't even use contracts anymore. I'm not saying you should or shouldn't. I am not an attorney, and I am not giving you legal advice. So let me say that again. I am not an attorney, and I am not giving legal advice in any way, shape, or form. I do have agreement forms that I used to use, and I include those in my free sessions that sell program. And certainly if I was meeting with people in person that were potential clients, I would actually still have the agreement form and have them fill it out, and you have them, that be how I enter them into the system, because they put their credit card number on that contract. But, these days I don't really use them. But I take money first, and I accept credit cards, and if you don't accept credit cards yet, I would use, there's several different services that you can find at this website. And I don't know why, they've changed their names and stuff like this, but the website that you can go to get their information is Carts for Coaches, C-A-R-T-S for Coaches.com. And they actually have several services now. It used to just be a shopping cart and email system. I use their system myself, but they also accept credit cards. They have a merchant account, so if you don't accept credit cards yet, you'll want to apply to get in a merchant account, and once you get a merchant account, then you can start accepting credit cards, and then you can just run them over the phone or through the online, or if you use the shopping cart also, then people can actually buy things from you over the Internet. So that's Carts for Coaches, C-A-R-T-S, for Coaches.com, and you can spell it, or you can use the number 4 or F-O-R. cartsforcoaches.com, so you can get set up for credit cards. I think that answered all your questions. Let me unmute and see if that answered your questions, and then I'll see if anybody else had a question before we move on.
Yes, it did. I appreciate it.
Okay, did that answer your question?
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Okay, awesome.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Great. Any other questions before we move on?
Yes,
Hi, Christian.
Okay, well, there's two. There was a woman.
Yes.
Yes, go ahead.
How much notice do different clients give for you in the
How much notice do I give them before what?
Before you increase your rate?
Uh-huh.
And how many, and do you limit the amount of times you increase your rate in a year for the same people?
Well, once someone signs up for a year of coaching, I don't raise their fee during that year.
Okay.
So if I raise my rate, I only raise them to new clients. And the truth is that I rarely raise rates to old clients. Personally, I kind of like to grandfather them in to a certain extent. I have raised rates, and it certainly might make sense for people to do that. One of my friends, I'm going to mute the line again real quick. One of my friends recently doubled his coaching rates to all of his clients, and he lost probably half his clients. But he kept half of them, and now they were all paying twice as much. And basically, he ended up having the best clients that he had stayed, the ones he most enjoyed, the ones that were the most motivated, stayed. And so now he was making the same amount of money in half as much time. And, that worked really well for him. And he, of course, got new clients at the new rate, too. So it worked out really well for him. So, you've got to check in with yourself about, how you feel about it and whether it feels right and when you're ready to do it and all that sort of stuff. So there's no hard and fast rule about that. But generally, if I was going to raise a client's rate, I'd probably give them minimum of a 30-day notice. And then, I might, let's say if I was coaching someone for a year and we were 10 months in or something like that and my rates were much higher now, if I felt like I was going to, raise them after the end of the term, I might give them, a month or two notice. Generally, I'm not a big fan of raising rates on existing clients, especially, definitely not during the agreed coaching term. That I definitely wouldn't do that, and I wouldn't feel right about that. And I would recommend that people don't do that. If somebody hires you for 6 months or a year of coaching, rate, then I recommend just, sticking with that. All right, I'm going to guess that answered your question. We'll see if there was one more person who was trying to ask a question. Me.
Oh, hi. Oh, hello. Yes. Hi, Christian. That's a great thing. Thank you. My question was that I'm thinking of incorporating my knowledge in whole food nutrition in terms of chronic disease state management as an add-on to the coaching. And I was wondering, because I'm looking into the niche or the niche of executive health coaching, is there any suggestions that might be, that I could do? Or should I just, I could charge higher fees, I suppose.
Okay, I had a hard time hearing that and understanding your question. I'm not logged into it, but I'm going to log in now, and we're going to use this for questions from now on. When I sent, if you're on my email list and you found out about this problem, with the line. Yeah, that's, if you're on my email list, when I sent out the email about this call, there was also a link where you could listen online. And on that link to listen online, you can also ask questions using that service. So I'm going to use that myself to just look at questions because it would just be too hard for me. It's just too hard for me to ask to understand what people are saying right now. So, yeah, if you've got questions and you have that link that I included to listen online, then even if you're listening on the phone, you can go to that link, just mute the audio so that it's not playing, so that you're not hearing me as I'm talking and hearing it on the web, and then just type in your questions. So I'm going to go ahead and look at those questions right now to see if some people have typed stuff in. I used to use this feature all the time, and then I kind of got away from it. Forgot how nice it is. Okay. All right, so I haven't seen questions there. I may not have sent out that link very much in my emails. I may have left it out. I think I did originally on the email I sent out yesterday, but not on the one I sent out today. So, anywho, that's what we're going to have to do, just because it's too hard to understand questions with the line being so. There's just too many people on the line. So I wish I could answer your question, whoever that was that asked that last one. But if you're able to find that link and get on and ask questions through the Internet, then that would be great. All right, so the next thing I wanted to do, actually this might be the last thing to do, is, and I'll see if I can take some more questions. Maybe I can open it up for Q&A again at the end when people are sort of jumping off the line and it gets less crazy or whatever. But the last thing I wanted to do is help you guys master your psychology about, you know, being worth whatever it is that you want to charge, being good enough, being worthy, and that sort of thing. You know, and not that by the time we get off the call that this will have been handled for you with, you know, that you'll never run into this issue again. But I can give you some tools to help you work on it, and then certainly you can you can keep working on it, and you'll have some tools to work on things as they come up. So first thing I want you to do is I want you to imagine a coaching fee that would make you feel really happy to charge it, but also might make you feel a little bit, it would be outside of your comfort zone. So pick a coaching fee right now that's outside of your comfort zone. But if you were charging it, you'd feel really good. But, you know, don't go crazy. If you're charging, you know, $300 a month right now, you know, do something that is, you know, pushes your edges, so to speak, but isn't like, you know, crazy. You know, don't be like, oh, $1 million a year per client or something. Go to something that's beyond where you're comfortable, but you'd feel really good if you were getting paid this. And again, when I talk about coaching fees, I really want you to think in terms of monthly fee or 6 month fee or annual fee. I don't want you to think of, I want everybody to get away from any sort of a pay per session model of coaching. That's something I'm adamantly opposed to. The pay per session is a very hard model to be successful at as a coach. It's, there's just so much client turnover and you've got to get so many new clients all the time. So when I'm talking about coaching fees, I'm really talking about like a monthly fee that you might charge over the course of 6 months or a year. So get your number. And I want you to notice, you know, again, this is a number that should make you uncomfortable. So I want you to notice that discomfort. I want you to imagine that you're talking to someone right now and you're about to tell them your fee. And I want you to notice how that makes you feel. And now I want you to notice where in your body the feeling is the strongest. So it might be in your chest, it might be in your stomach, it might be in your throat, it might be in your head, wherever it is. Just notice where the feeling is the most intense. And now what we're going to do is I'm going to do this instant release coaching technique that I can do actually from here, and you don't have to do anything. And we're going to see if it clears it. Now, for some people, this instant release technique is going to clear it 100%, and you're going to actually feel comfortable with that new fee. And for, you know, somewhere between 20 and 80% of the rest of the people, you're going to need to do one more thing to clear this out, and I'll share that one more thing with you in just a second. But let's see if if this clears for people. Excuse me, just by doing this one instant release technique. So I'm going to go ahead and do this now, and you guys can just hang there. Okay, so now what I need you to do is I need you to stand up and shake your body out, shake out your arms, shake out your legs, and if people are in the room with you, that'll be great because then you'll make them laugh, and that's something everybody needs to do during the new year. Shake your body out, shake out your legs, shake out your arms, jump up and down 3 times. That's right. Good. I hope everybody's really doing this. You've got to do this. Okay? We need to do a little emotional reset so we can check again to see if we've cleared it or not. So now what I'd like you to do is I'd like you to imagine that new coaching fee again, the one that you just picked a few moments ago. And I want you to imagine that you're about to tell a potential client that you're about to tell them your new fee. And I want you to notice how it feels now. It'll either feel the same as it did before, or it'll feel different, but maybe not, you know, but still a little uncomfortable, or it'll feel completely comfortable now, okay? So I'm going to just unmute the line really quickly, and if you are noticing that now it feels actually very comfortable to be able to talk about those fees, that when you think about that new higher fee, that you feel nothing but peace and joy. If you're there, then I'm going to unmute the line, and when I say go, then I want to just hear you say yes if the feeling is cleared and you feel very comfortable with the new fee.
Yeah.
All right. So if you feel comfortable with your new fee, say yes.
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 Okay. All right. I had to mute the line again really quickly, but there were a lot of yeses, so that's awesome. Good job. For the rest of us, what we need to do to clear the rest of the way is a second technique. And this one works pretty quickly too, but not necessarily as fast. And this is the deep work that it's a very powerful process that I've tentatively titled the emotional reintegration technique. So that's this next technique I'm going to teach you. And see, all feelings of discomfort, you know, emotional uncomfortableness, all of our fears, all of that stuff, everything that we're afraid of is really a fear of feeling something. So there's something that we don't want to feel. There's many things oftentimes that we don't want to feel. The things that we don't enjoy feeling, we don't want to feel, and so what we do is we try to run from them, hide from them, and push them away. So if you think about it, anything that you're afraid of happening, fear of rejection, fear that somebody would, you know, fear of abandonment, fear of, any fear you could think of, all of our fears are fears of how we would feel if that were to happen. And it could be either an emotional fear or a physical fear, like fear of getting beat up, fear of falling, you know, fear of getting burned to death or whatever. So it could be either a fear of something physical happening, or a fear, you know, a physical feeling, or an emotional feeling. And the truth is that 90% of our fears are actually fears of emotional feelings. And so the emotional feelings that we're actually afraid of are the ones that we felt that were too uncomfortable, that were overwhelming, and we couldn't really handle it. So we pushed it away, and we tried to tune it out. And we do that oftentimes, you know, through distracting ourselves with TV, sex, alcohol, food. And this is all really good stuff to know, by the way, because these are things that your clients are doing also. And oftentimes some of the reasons why they're stuck is because of these feelings that they're afraid to feel. So what we need to do is we need to reintegrate these emotions. And we do that by actually, you know, by stopping the insanity, to quote, what was it, Susan Powder or whatever her name was, stop the insanity. So I use a metaphor for this. I imagine, you know, I have you imagine for a second, you know, if there was a baby crying, let's say it was your baby, your brother, your sister, your own child or whatever, somebody that you loved, was crying and was really annoying you. And you were trying to watch TV and this baby was crying. Well, what you could do is you could take that baby, you could go downstairs to the basement, open up a closet, put the baby in the closet and close the door, go back upstairs, turn up the volume on the TV, go grab a beer and, you know, and ignore that crying. And that's what most people do with the feelings that they don't like and the feelings that they're sort of running from. But what I would suggest and what this process does, has you do, is that instead of, it has you basically, you know, go back down, turn off the TV, put down the beer, down the chocolate cake, whatever, go downstairs, open the door, the closet door, pick up the baby, take the baby back upstairs and love it. And that's what we need to do with this feeling that you've got right now. This feeling, this uncomfortable feeling when you think about raising your fees, or anything that you've got, you know, fear of rejection, fear of whatever. This, so all you need to do is, again, get present to the feeling. Notice where in your body it's the most intense. And then let yourself just be with the feeling without trying to change it, without trying to make it go away, without trying to analyze it, without judging it, but to fully accept it and just be with it and let it live and breathe and grow while keeping your attention on the space where it's most intense. So it's, let's say the feeling is most intense in your heart, then you want to notice, or, you know, where, or let's say in your chest, you want to notice where in your chest that it's the most intense. So there might be one spot that's the most intense part of the most intense part. And you just want to keep your attention there and follow with it and be with it. Let it move, let it live, let it breathe, and let it grow. So let's just do that together right now. Just go ahead and be with this without trying to change it, without trying to make it go away. Let yourself feel it fully and completely. That's right. That's right. This process can take seconds. It can take minutes. It can take hours. Sometimes it can take repeated, you know, over several days, this, you know, to do it, to really clear it. But most times it's within a matter of seconds or minutes. And again, you can't be with it to try to make it go away. You've got to be with it just to really be with it. That's right. And if it feels like it's cleared, then what you need to do is you need to go back to thinking about your fees your new higher fees and thinking about telling some prospective clients about your new fee. Maybe there's even somebody you could picture in your mind, maybe a client in the past that you wanted to quote your higher fees, and maybe they didn't hire you or you just felt uncomfortable telling them your fees at all. But you just want to go back and think about that again and see if you are at peace. If there's anything other than peace and joy, then that means you need to keep working on this process. So I'm going to give you a few more moments to just be with it. And then I'm going to open the line and see if there's anybody who's, you know, if we've cleared even more people, if we've got more people feeling at peace with this. That's right. Yeah, focus on the feeling. Just being with it. You might even notice there's a part of you that wants to feel it, and there's a part of you that maybe is resisting feeling it. So just go ahead and be with the resistance without trying to change the resistance or make it go away. Just be with all of it, whatever it is that you're feeling. Be with it all. You might even notice your mind wander as you do this. Just think the thoughts and move your attention gently back to the feeling. Because we can't think our way out of or analyze our way out of this stuff. Got to clear it emotionally. That's right. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and open the line up and see if we have some more people that are cleared of this and are feeling comfortable with their new fees. So I'm going to open the line and we'll hear from a few more folks. So I'll say go, you say yes if you've cleared the feeling, either from the first process or the second one.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, I'm going to do that.
I'm going to go with you so much. I've got a staple to apply.
Let me say go now. Go.
Yes.
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 Good. All right, so we got a bunch of noise here. Let me just see if there's some people who have not cleared it yet. If you have not cleared it yet and you still feel uncomfortable, say yes.
Yes.
Okay. So I only heard one yes in terms of people still uncomfortable with the fee. So with the new fees, I'm sure there were more since the line. I had a lot of people mute the lines earlier. So just keep working that process, and you will get to the other side. Have faith. And then certainly let me know how you're doing with that. So that's really the gist of what I wanted to share with everybody tonight, or today, this afternoon on New Year's Day. I wanted to get everybody feeling really charged up about your coaching fees and give you a little taste of working through some of that self-worth stuff, just because, again, it seems like it's been hitting people, and to make people feel really, really proud to be a coach. And really feel strong in your coaching in terms of, coaching is the most powerful force for change on earth. And to be able to be one of the special people who are coaches, who care about people, who want to make a difference in the lives of others, that's a very special thing. I'm going to do a quick little commercial for the free sessions that sell, and then I'm going to do a little wrap-up and take any last questions that we have. So my little commercial for free sessions that sell is that in less than an hour, I'm going to be raising the price up to a little over double the current price. Free sessions that sell is the client enrollment system. It's the way to talk to a potential client and then 30 minutes later, 20, 30, 40 minutes later, have them giving you their credit card numbers and hiring you for 6 months or a year of coaching at a time. Oftentimes having them pay you in full up front for 6 months or a year of coaching at a time. You may have learned some other ways of doing introductory coaching sessions in the past, and if they're working for you and you're getting really high fees. So there's two sides to this whole, you know, fee thing. You know, there's the part that you decide you're comfortable with, and then the trick is getting them to be comfortable paying it. And the way to do that is by taking them through a very systemized step-by-step process for enrolling them into coaching. And one of the things that I teach people to do, well, a couple things. Number one is I want everybody to, as coaches, you know, as the coach, I personally, if I'm talking to a potential client, I want them to get the coaching more for them than for me. I want them to get the coaching more for what it will do for them than for what it will do for me to make a little extra money. So you want to get to a strong place like that when you're having your enrollment conversations with people. And one of the other things when you're coming from that place, then instead of trying to overcome objections so that you can make the sale, you're now coming from a place of fighting for them to be able to get what they need to make the change that they want. And certainly, you know, if money is the thing that's sort of a sticking point, then maybe you have a chance to help them, you know, now you have a chance to help them master their psychology about money a little bit and fight for them to give themselves what they need in terms of your coaching. And certainly you could always, you know, if you want to, if it makes sense to, you could certainly, you know, let them hire you for less if you want, you know, if it feels right to you to do that out of the kindness of your heart. Of course, there's other ways to do that too, and we talk about that in Free Sessions That Sell. But Free Sessions That Sell is the client enrollment system, and it's a step-by-step process. This is probably the number one thing that is there's an art to it, of course, but there's a very much a science to it. It's a very step-by-step system. It works. You know, it's what I use to enroll clients to pay me $36,000 a year for my coaching. It's what, one of my friends, now friends, he's actually came to one of my live events a few years ago, and we've become friends over the years. He just got a new client paying him $25,000 a year, and he's just sent me an email a couple of days ago letting me know that, so I was really proud of him for that. So, you know, if you want to be able to charge high fees, and even if you don't want to charge high fees, if you just want to charge any fee, but you just want people to hire you instead of feeling like, oh, you know, saying, oh, I want to think about it, or, you know, let me talk it over with this person, or let me do that. You know, all those things are really just ways of them procrastinating making a decision. And sometimes it's fear that's holding them back, you know. And so in Free Sessions That Sell, I teach a super powerful way to overcome their own inner objections and get them to a place of peace. That's another part of my philosophy in getting people to hire me, is that I want them to make the decision to hire me from a place of peace. So if they have some fear, I'll actually help them. Oftentimes I'll help them resolve that fear so they can get to a place of clarity so they can make a decision to hire me or not. Whether they hire me or not is irrelevant to me from a standpoint of you know, needing the sale and all that stuff. It's really just about, getting them the help that they need and getting them to a place where they can make the right decision for themselves. Not everyone hires me, no matter how powerful you are, no matter how good your enrollment process is. You know, not every single person hires me every single time. But whenever I do, that's another thing too, another piece, something else from Free Sessions That Sell in terms of raising your rates. Which is, whenever you're getting almost everybody saying yes to your whatever your current rate is, then that's a signal that you probably need to raise your rate. So, you know, there's a lot of things that will influence your sign-up rate in terms of how many people will end up hiring you from each free session that you give. But this process is absolutely the number one best way to get a lot of clients. If you want a rush of new clients to hire you this week, this month, especially right now, I mean, more people are wanting to make changes in their lives and in their businesses than any other time of the year. So, you know, now would be a great time to get a rush to scoop up all these clients, to get a rush of new clients this week, this month. And, you know, Free Sessions That Sell is the number one best way to enroll coaching clients, the highest rates, the highest percentage rates of people signing up, the highest coaching rates, coaching fees. So if you're interested, go to freesessionsthatsell.com. Check it out. All right, so I'm going to see if I can wrap up with some Q&A. Let me just see if there's any questions on this Internet thing that I was talking about earlier. And then I'm going to open the line up. I see some orders are coming in right now. So congratulations to those of you who are investing in Free Sessions That Sell. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and unmute the line. I'll take some questions, or if you want to share what you found most valuable, I would love to hear that too.
Christian?
Yes.
Christian, this is Frank Coppola. How are you?
Great. How are you?
Quite good. I'm sorry I got on the end of this call. I just came across the email. Christian, did you go over at all about how to promote yourself so that you can get people to make an investment for the coaching?
Yeah, we didn't talk about that on this call. And Free Sessions That Sell doesn't go into very much marketing. It really just is about enrollment, although there's some marketing to it and packaging and structuring and pricing, and there's that element to it. But in terms of how to get out into the world to generate leads and stuff like that, that's not the – I have a different program for that. It's called Client Attraction and Money Making Mastery, which –
Client Attraction and Money Making Mastery?
Yes, which is at clientattractionandmoneymakingmastery.com.
All right.
So this call was really about, you know, coaching fees, charging what you're worth and getting it, and stuff like that. And then the Free Sessions That Sell program is really about enrolling coaching clients. And, you know, ultimately, if you had to pick between the two programs, which you don't, obviously, you know, feel free to get both, and I recommend everybody does, and most people do eventually. But Free Sessions That Sell is usually the best place for people to start, because even if you just happen to know a handful of people, if you have an intro session with them using this Free Sessions That Sell process, there's a good chance they'll get hired. I personally have heard four stories about, you know, have heard of four people who just had their practice buddy try out the Free Sessions That Sell process with them. They were just needed somebody to practice it with, and their practice buddy ended up hiring them. And it wasn't necessarily that their practice buddy was their target market or their prospective client or whatever, but the process itself is so powerful that all of a sudden people get the value of coaching and get why they need your help and want it and are willing to pay for it.
Understood. Thank you, Christian. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Great. Any other questions or shares about what you found most valuable about our time together today?
Hey, Chris, what is that website again? Client Attraction and Money Making, that's one of your programs?
It's Client Attraction and Money Making Mastery.com. A nice short URL.
Great. Thanks a lot, man.
No problem. Someone else, what did you find most valuable? Or if you have a question, I'll take that too. And again, you know what, let me remind people also that if you've muted yourself, *7 is how you unmute.
Hi, Christian. It's Elaine again.
Hey, Elaine.
I just wanted to tell you that I found the exercise with what's charge very valuable to me, because that's something I've actually been very struggling with, as to what to start out charging. So thank you for that. That got me to a place of peace with the figure that I feel comfortable charging.
Awesome. You're welcome. High five over the phone.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Great. Someone else.
Kristen. This is Lynn.
Hold on.
To
Lynn, I'll take you next. Someone else I heard first, which someone said my name.
Yes, it's Juan from Toronto.
Hey, Juan.
I'm the gentleman that wrote that letter for you, and I just wanted to thank you for your very kind and heartfelt response. But I think also it's a brilliant idea that you put it on your blog so you can get reactions from other people. Just wanted to let you know I do not harbor any ill will, and I do respect what you have accomplished in your practice, but I do not intend to purchase your program. But I did get a lot out of your program, your exercise just now, and I just wanted to let you know that there is no ill will.
Thank you, Juan, and I appreciate you being open and say, you know, coming out, I guess, because I kept you anonymous, so I didn't want to in any way, call you out on it or anything like that. So, thank you for saying that. I didn't feel any ill will because of it, and I've felt a lot of the things that you probably have been feeling through some of my promotions and stuff like that. I've felt that way myself about things, and ultimately, you know, we're all on our own path, and we all are doing what feels like the right thing for us at any given moment, based on our, you know, where we are, and no one's right and no one's wrong, and we're all, you know, just living, and we all just have perspectives, and that's all there is to it. No one has the right way of seeing things or doing things. So I do value what you wrote, and I really appreciate it. And, you know, people agreed with you. You know, even on my blog, people agreed with you. I got an email, at least one or two emails, and you weren't the only email I got that liked that. So certainly I obviously pushed some people's buttons, and so thank you for being the person to, that I could sort of talk it through with everybody on. So thanks for that, and I look forward to getting to know you better, and I look forward to watching you grow your business, regardless of whether it's with this program or somebody else's help, or however you get the results for yourself that you're looking for. I'm happy to have you in my world, and I'm grateful to know you, and I look forward to seeing how things grow. So then there was someone else who had a comment that I...
This is Lynn.
Yeah, go ahead, Lynn.
I just wanted to acknowledge you for introducing the instant release coaching technique. That was very helpful, and it was really something that I think caused a lot of movement in me, and I recognized that it was something that I had been holding in myself and eliminating the leaf. And I think this was something that will help others. So thank you for sharing that with us.
You are so welcome, Lynn. Thank you for acknowledging me. I appreciate it. All right. So the line is...
Okay. I don't know if you can hear me.
Yes, I can hear you. Go ahead.
Oh, super. Thank you. I wanted to... Well, first of all, thank you for this whole impromptu program that you put on today to celebrate the first day of the year. I also wanted to say how much I appreciate how you honor us as coaches so that we can... The whole thing was about mastering psychology, I think. I think you even and when you... that you wrote about the Free Sessions at Sale program, you mentioned, well, do this for you out of integrity for you, and also the price is going up. So it's also a good time to purchase it as well. So I thought that was totally honoring wherever we're at, just as you were speaking to Juan just now, and being in integrity with what feels right for us. And you brought that right in with that question about where should you start if you're just starting out, start your coaching fees. Well, what feels right for you? And so I really appreciate you just honoring yourself and then coming back and teaching us how to honor ourselves and always be in integrity.
You're welcome. Thank you for being so perceptive and for complimenting me. It feels good. Thank you very much. I really appreciate that. And and you did a great job of quieting the line down too. I don't know how you did that, but you got all the loud people out of there. So I think we can take maybe one or two more comments or questions, and then we're going to wrap up here. So thank you.
Hi, Christian.
Yes.
Hi. Yes. Thanks for a great call. I shared this what the previous caller said.
Yes.
That was great. I just need to ask you. If I'm thinking I'm currently starting up executive health coaching, and I want to do coaching for executives, and I'm also interested in whole food nutrition.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to add that on my coaching in terms of helping with chronic disease states.
I think that's a great idea.
And I was thinking I might be able to just hire fees.
Do the whole thing. Do it all. You know, do the coaching, do the nutrition consulting, whatever other stuff that you need to do it all. And, you know, my philosophy is whatever it takes to help someone get the results, you know, do that, you know, without having to do the work for them. I mean, I don't really write marketing copy for my clients. I do, you know, I might a little bit. I might get some ideas and just, you know, throw stuff out there. But, you know, my clients have to do the work themselves. But whatever it takes, I'm going to do whatever I can to help them be successful. And I think, you know, I recommend that you do the same. And just charge enough so that you feel really good about it. Does that answer your question?
It certainly does. That's great. That's exactly what I was. That's really giving me confidence. Thank you.
You're welcome. High five over the phone. All right. Good. We'll take one last comment and one last question. Anyone else would like? Is there anyone else who would like to share?
A question.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm sorry. My name is Nikki. I'm from Atlanta.
Hi, Nikki.
Hi. I have a question about seeing your rate on your website. I have my first of all, I have the thing, and I totally agree with you. I totally have the out because it's a big headache.
I recommend not having your rates on your website. If that's the question, I would not put my coaching rates on my website because people don't really know what coaching is or what it will do for them. So it'll kind of, you know, probably scare people away. The only time I would recommend doing that is if you want to scare people away and you only want to work with people who aren't scared. And I would only do that if your business was really vibrant and strong and had lots of clients and you had a lot of demand and you didn't really even have time to talk to people unless you absolutely knew that when you talk to them, you know, there's a 99% chance they're going to hire you. And so that's when your business is at a much more mature state if you were even to do that. So I recommend not having them on your site. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, thanks so much. I really appreciate it.
You are so welcome. You are so welcome. All right, so we're going to take one last comment. Anyone that would like to share what you found most valuable about our time together today?
Now, this is Lynn. I just wanted to follow up to the previous caller's question regarding, stating fees, and you indicated remove your fees from the website. Would it be of any service to have something on your website that says any questions about fees, please contact me personally or something like this, or how do you handle it? So if someone, you know, wants to know, you know, more about your fee structure, do you actually ask that, or do you think if people are interested, they will just call you?
People are really going to Yeah, I would use the free session offer process to induce people to have an introductory coaching session with you. I wouldn't wait for people to sort of think, I wonder if I want to have some coaching. because that would be you're going to be waiting a long time. So I would just not even worry about this whole fees thing. But when people do ask you what you charge, there's actually a very patented way of handling that, which actually was also very controversial. And I have a video that explains how to do that on my blog, which is letsgetpeoplecoached.com. So if you want to go there, you can watch that video as well as a couple other videos that I created that will share a lot of really valuable stuff for you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, somebody who would love – I just want to end on a what you found most valuable. So no more questions, but I'd love to hear from one person, one or two people, on what you found most valuable about our time together today.
This is Andrea. I just love the confidence that you speak with and the information you've given us, and it's just an awesome way to start the year, so thank you.
You are very welcome. Thanks for being here. My mantra is, people need our help. Let's get people coached. And there's no better time of the year to do that than right now. So get out there, get after it, and go kick some butt. And people do need our help, so let's get them coached. Have a great year.
Thank you.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Bye. Bye.